With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. The ACLU of Montana is challenging the constitutionality of a proposed ballot initiative that would require transgender residents to use public bathrooms that correspond with their sex at birth. The lawsuit was filed today in district court in Cascade County on behalf of 7 transgender Montanans, the parents of a transgender 9-year-old, and the city of Missoula. Alex Raitt is the legal director of ACLU of Montana.
Legalizing discrimination against the transgender community is not common sense. It's discriminatory, it's harmful, and it's cruel.
The lawsuit argues the Locker Room Privacy Act would deprive transgender Montanans from equal protection under the law and violate their right to privacy. It asks the court to declare the initiative unconstitutional and to prevent it from being placed on the ballot. Montana Family Foundation President Jeff Laslaffy argues that predators claim they are transgender to access public bathrooms used by the opposite sex. The foundation is attempting to get the initiative on the Montana ballot. The Federal Bureau of Indian Affairs says officials with the Northern Cheyenne tribe acted within their authority when they removed the tribe's president from office for reportedly neglecting his duties. The Billings Gazette reported today that the federal agency declared its backing for the decision to remove President Jace Kilsback in a letter to the Northern Cheyenne Tribal Council. The council said in a statement that the BIA decision, quote, removes any doubt, end quote, that its members were within their rights to remove Kilsback. His ouster came October 5th on a 9-1 vote. Kilsback has said he will continue opposing the action, which he contends was illegal because it went against a judgment by the Cheyenne Constitutional Court. The University of Montana announced today that it will try to cut excess personnel through a voluntary severance strategy. UM President Sheila Stern said the offer is similar to the tenured faculty buyouts offered earlier this year and is intended to reduce the number of employees consistent with current enrollment. According to a press release, only full-time general fund-supported employees who are classified staff, contract professionals, or contract administrators will be considered for the reduction. Campus meetings to explain the voluntary severance strategy are taking place at 11 a.m. and noon tomorrow at the University Center Theater. Montana Community Access Television will be live streaming the sessions. High winds in the Flathead Valley are stirring up fires and causing power outages. Flathead County Sheriff Chuck Curry says fire crews are still responding to fires reported outside of Kalispell.
We do have relatively high winds right now. They're gusting fairly significantly. We do have out west of town, north of Kalispell and northwest of Kalispell, some fires. Some are brush piles that were control burns that are out of control. However, at this point, it doesn't look like any structures are threatened or there's anything in the path of these.
Curry says the largest fire is about 80 acres and west of Kalispell along the county line. Fire crews were pulled out of the path of that fire because of high winds. Curry says no structures are threatened by any of the fires. Law enforcement officials have announced a program to crack down on organized crime in Montana, mainly through increased efforts to stop drug trafficking. Attorney General Tim Fox said today that 6 Montana Highway Patrol troopers, including trained canines and 2 Division of Criminal Investigation agents, will work together on a criminal interdiction team to not only seize drugs as they move into or through the state, but to determine their source. The legislature appropriated $1.7 million over the next 2 years for the program, which will also target human trafficking and firearms trafficking. Law enforcement will use intelligence from other agencies to keep on top of new trends and patterns in drug trafficking. DCI Administrator Brian Lockerbie says agents also will look to stop drugs from coming into the state via air, rail, and the mail. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Matt Blois. Visitation in Montana was up 5% last year, with more than 12 million travelers visiting the state, according to new numbers from the Institute for Tourism and Recreation Research at the University of Montana. Tourists spent nearly $2.5 billion in the state last year and supported nearly 35,000 jobs. Glacier County had the most tourist spending at more than $1 billion. Yellowstone County was close behind. Together, the two counties accounted for more than 60% of all visitor spending in Montana. The director of the Research Institute, Norma Nickerson, said in a press release that she expects visitation numbers in 2017 to be even higher, with Glacier National Park setting a record for attendance in July. Yellowstone National Park visitor numbers are down slightly from a record-setting year in 2016. A hunting and conservation group is criticizing the fast food chain Arby's for offering a new elk sandwich. The Montana Wildlife Federation sent a letter asking the company not to sell the sandwich, which will be available starting on October 21st at the Arby's in Billings, as well as two other locations in Wyoming and Colorado. The Montana Wildlife Federation's conservation director, Nick Givock, said the decision to sell farmed elk at a fast food restaurant just doesn't match up with the way Montanans think about wildlife.
That's a core Montana principle, that wildlife is free-ranging and part of the public trust.
Montana voters passed an initiative in 2000 to prohibit game farms in the state, which Givock said can harm wild elk by spreading chronic wasting disease. Last year, Arby's released a venison sandwich in some states and plans to reintroduce it nationwide on October 21st. A press release from the company said it decided to bring back the venison sandwich and release the new elk sandwich because it was extremely popular last year and many customers requested it. I'm Matt Blois, Montana Public Radio.